don't give them any opportunity to say you're against the president, but don't give them any opportunity to say you're pimping for the president. You see my point? Because all they will do then will be to tear you down. Keep yourself out there. So you can speak on the issues. That's the best thing. Make the big plays. That's what I want you to do. And you get a workout within a few months, or they'll find something else. But because, you know, you're a fighter, you were after November 3rd, you went out there and stuck your neck out for the person. I understand that. You took the press on, and I appreciate it. But don't do it now. Don't do it now. You've got 3 years before this election, and by golly, if you should decide to be a candidate, and God knows who's going to be it then. But gee whiz, I want you to be in a position where they cannot, in any event, in any way, have anything on, you know, where they can tear you down. Because it's something you had nothing to do with.
I understand what you mean, Mr. President, and I certainly will be guided by that. But I'm more interested in serving these 3 years properly. Well, I think the confrontation that has now come about is a good one. It's over. It's done.
No.
Well, I mean,
it's over.
The build up, and we know there are going to be implications. Some people are going to be involved.
Sure they are.
And a lot of embarrassment is going to come out. A lot of innocent people are going to suffer, as you know. But I told Bob Haldeman, when he had the courtesy to call me and tell me this thing, I said, you know, anything I can do to help, because irrespective of what people might think, Haldeman and I had a very good relationship.
I know that.
And even though Ehrlichman and I didn't get along, principally because the problem was that I felt like I should be more in the inner workings of the administration. I guess it's what vice presidents have always suffered from. You're out of the flow, but
yeah.
I just like to be taken
into your corner. Anything else?
Whatever's helpful. Yeah, I don't have any, I wouldn't stricture myself about what I'd like to do.
I don't want you to get involved in wounding me.
Well, it might not be these are hard times for law and order, Mr. President. Because the minute we start talking about wounded knee and things like that, we get this, all these bastards are talking about wounded knee, and here they have a scandal in their own family. And
that'll pass. Within a year, people will wonder what it's about. And now in the country, believe me, things are quite different than they are here in Washington.
Yeah. And I'd like to...
What Bush said is quite true, you know.
Yeah.
And Armstrong, it is quite different in the country.
I'd like to do some more foreign stuff.
Well, I agree.
I'd like to do some of that. Whatever is... perhaps any area that you think would be profitable,
that I think, frankly, is your best dish.
And I like it, and I think I'd do it fairly well.
Well, basically, it's your best bet due to the fact that you see your rank, you do it well, and frankly, nobody can be against it.
No.
Nobody can be. I mean, now that the war is over, or we hope for a while. And I've been thinking of that. I don't think you should write it out because, you know, we're so involved with the Congress and the rest.
Yeah.
But the more I would, if I were advising, I would try to work like hell with, I spent a lot of time with the members of the House, the good guys up there.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And basically, I would draw lines like, for example, while I wouldn't have much to do with the Percy, I'd have a lot to do with the Brooke.
Yeah.
Really? Brooks a decent fellow. Percy? Oh, why did Percy take this on? You know why? Because he's trying to put distance.
Yeah, sure.
On everything, isn't he?
He had no... he's completely amoral as far as...
But really, since this second term has begun, I haven't found a thing Percy's been with us on.
No.
He's been on every budget vote, go water, wrote me a little note about it, and said, damn, I need to get
No, he's
and I think he's made his choice, and that's perfectly all right. But I have said, I don't think Matthias is much better, except he is.
No, but he's not quite as bad.
Well, Matthias agrees, he doesn't agree with publicly as much. What tells him about a wider check? What tells
him about? I never. When I went up to campaign for him last time, he's a poor quality man, Mr. President. That's all.
What do you mean, poor quality man?
He'll do anything to further his own ambitions. He's hungry for notoriety, and he'll do anything just to get attention. He's like the kid that kicks the furniture. And I don't have any confidence that way.
What do you have in mind for travel? What do you think?
I'd sort of like to go the other direction, maybe,
Europe.
I don't know, Europe or possibly some of the Middle Eastern countries, if that could be helpful, I don't know.
The Middle East at the moment is so, understand, I know we talked about, Egypt and the rest. At the moment, nothing seems to be ready to cook, but if it does, you'll go, believe me. I think it'd be great if you could go there. In other words, if we ever get a deal, and we, for example, we get the interim deal on the Suez, which we're desperately working for, gosh, you could go to Egypt, Algeria, and places like that, and they'd give you a hell of a welcome. They really would, and Israel, of course.
But could I do something to help back in the intergovernmental situation? Would that be helpful now? Now it seems to me if I could be reinserted into that. I think I could go around and talk to these governors, our governors, and quiet down a lot of this darn speculation that comes out of the newspapers. I don't give a damn about sincerely, I don't care about 76.
Well,
I don't want to come
to suicide, but
what I...
You're here. You're a fact.
I'm a fact, but my purpose is to help you.
Well, I appreciate it. Let me say this, though, you're a fact, and pretend you've got to keep alive, and maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but the point is, there are only very few. We face the tough thing that the Democratic candidate will be Teddy Kennedy.
Yeah.
We can't allow that happen in this country.
It will be.
We can't let this happen.
No, I understand.
We can't let this happen. You've got to stay alive. Reagan's got to stay alive. Rocky's got to stay alive. That's about it. Not all the Republicans we know. Colin's a Democrat. Probably going to shift.
But in some way, publicly, if I could get back into that area, I could do some things.
How could we do it?
Well, if you're going to put Cole in charge of this, the whole domestic policy.
You make the governmental thing is a good thing for you, Tim. It's a good thing.
I don't know whether it is or not, but I think it's very important to politics in the country and to overcoming the impressions. I learned something in 68 when I came back from that debilitating experience of having the press cut me to pieces, that first campaign swing with the fat jab and all that.
That's why I told the cabinet there, before they jump on Hall Murray, remember they made me next.
Yeah.
They weren't after you, they were after me.
No, I know.
But
when I came back, a group of about 15 of my friends gave a little party. I'd been out for a couple of months. And I thought it was like coming back into the womb. I thought they were going to say, "My God, Ted, what are they doing to you?" That's not what they said. They said, "What the hell are you doing?" They didn't say, "What are they doing to you?" They said, "My God, Ted, what are you doing?" That's the credibility of the media reports, the even if these people had known me a long time, they believed what they were reading.
Right.
Now, that's why I say it.
In other words, the politicians believe even though the country didn't affect the country.
No, that's right. But we've got to...
Well, I like the intergovernmental, but can't we think of something else, basically? You like Cole, don't you?
Oh, I get along fine with Cole. I get along fine with him. I'd like to be closer to the policy making.
Right, I know.
I learn things after they're accomplished. I don't get to.
It's always the way it is, Vice President. But
I know.
But we're going to have, we're going to have our cabinet meetings and so forth, our NSC meetings and so forth, and you'll be in on all that. And that is where the policy is made.
I don't know.
Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. Why don't we do this? You're probably one of the biggest issues right now is this whole business of what the hell we do. What are we going to do on the wage pricing and the rest? Would you like to bring you in on that? Bring you in as a quadrant? Would you like to do that?
Well, I'd do
that. That's a big sum. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow. I'll have you. It'll be the first time a vice president's ever sat in for a month. How about that? Now, you like economics. I mean, well, whether you like it or not, we've got to get
it. It's important.
And it has a lot of political overtones.
Sure.
All right? Why don't we take that as an opener?
All right, sir.
And I'll tell Quiley.
I try not to see you for cosmetics.
I know, but whenever you have reasons that you want to come in and talk about something.
But perhaps also with Ken. I can work very well with Ken on the domestic matters. If you want to make me the vice chairman of the domestic council and me to follow some of the policy development, I'll be glad to do that. Whatever you think would be helpful.
Vice chairman of the domestic council, you mean like that? Am I the chairman?
You're the chairman.
Of the domestic council.
That's the way it used to be.
Steve, so the president's in here, are you with?
Oh, have Ken Cole come down. That's an excellent idea. You're vice chairman of the domestic council as of this moment. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
Why can't you be?
No, I think I can help a lot with this domestic
council. You mean, in other words, you resigned when I wasn't there?
Yes, sir. And I would meet with some of the subgroups with Ken where he needed some clout to get with senators or representatives or whatever.
But remember, on this other thing, you follow my advice. Stay away from it.
Yes, sir. You follow your advice.
You don't need to say a damn thing. I mean, in other words, of course, defend the integrity of the president. Good God, as you well know. I may be venal.
What really made me angry about the reports in the news magazines was they said I had was patronizing by saying I had full confidence in the president and the way he was handling Watergate and his integrity. They left off the fact that I was trying to correct unattributive quotes that had surfaced that the vice president was appalled. I was trying to shut off all that stuff. That's why I went on and said, when I have something to say, I'll say
it. One of the reasons that I think maybe, one of the reasons I say stay away from it is anything you say there's going to be.
It's going to be twisted. Yeah.
Don't say a word. Just say, look. And you know what you should say to the Attorney General? Which I had Zager said today to the Attorney General, has advised that any comment on this matter that would be improper, and you're not going to comment upon it in any way, whatever, period, politically, non-politically, legally, or other, period. That's what I'm going to say. I'm never going to talk about it again. I never have. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. And that's
the same way. And let the Goldwaters and the rest, they can get out and race out with the Democrats for their bombers and so forth. But how's that sound to you?
That sounds good.
But you stay away from it. You don't need to get. I understand totally. And I'm not going to be.
But if you get here.
In the business, you see a special prosecutor like a Percy and the rest. It's that kind of stuff that really kills us.
Yeah.
Percy did it, even Goldwater lobbied in one. Well, goddammit, you know, we're doing everything we can here.
They do it.
You know, but you see, if anybody in the administration does it, then it thinks that we haven't thought of it. We've thought of it and rejected it for good reasons. But if you could stay away from this totally, I think it would be good.
No, I'll simply say I made a statement, and that's all I have to say. As a matter of fact, that's what I said after I made the statement, that's all I have to say. No further comment on that. Because you can't win. They'll twist whatever you say. You're entirely right. There's no way you can be accurately quoted without being taken out of context. And I sure appreciate what you must be going through and having to work through. But the important thing is, if you need me, for God's sake, call me.
Very well. Hello again, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
We were sitting in the vice president's theater. And in order to get some of this load off of me, which I'm going to have to have, I want you to get out of directive that he is to be the vice chairman of the domestic council. Which I think would be a very great help for you. The other thing is that in that respect, and Ted, don't bring in Bill's staff, please. Don't go to Dan's staff.
I've got it.
The other thing is, as vice chairman of the domestic council, Ted, giving Frank a lot of responsibility for the intergovernmental stuff. Let him talk to the governors and people like that. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
How does that sound up to you as an idea?
That'll work out for
you. You understand? Because you're going to have a big load on your shoulders.
Yes, sir.
And so the vice president was there. And the thing I would do is that I would have him in.
I think what they did to Ehrlichman on that Vesco thing, anybody in politics gets a call from a constituent and can't even make a courteous inquiry to have somebody call them. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
Well, also in this case, he called the name embassy and said, don't do that. That's what the White House is for. We get scores of calls like that. And Vesco.
Let me ask a question. Suppose if he had had a call from somebody to register a complaint about the treatment in Johannesburg of some black activist. There wouldn't have been any question. It would have been a different attitude about it instead of what happened. Take the IPP thing. If white Africa were expropriating some property belonging to some minority, holy cow.
That's a double standard.
Oh.
But, you know, another thing, too, is if I were you, I'd lay off of your, keep laying off as you have your confrontation with the press. Don't kiss their ass. And basically, just be there. Be there. Now, you just keep yourself in your dignity and everything and work hard. And I just want to keep all of my, our people, including that whole band of captains, they're good men. I just hate to see Klein East go. He's such a good man. But he had to go. Good God, you got to have Klein East prosecuted.
I think Richardson was an excellent selection because he has the confidence of a lot of people.
And a lot of the Eastern establishment.
A lot of the Eastern establishment, the intellectual community and whatnot. And that's very important to get a fair shake in how this is reported. It's not what really happens, it's how it's reported. It's quite important.
I don't you get discouraged.
I'm not discouraged. I feel better already.
The main thing is this, you know, politics is a game of up and down and bang and so forth. But they've shot a hell of a lot. They'll shoot some more. But you know what? I am really glad that they pricked the boil now. Mm-hmm. Isn't it better to have this come out now than in the Irving Committee?
Definitely.
In the Irving Committee, they would have had this, it would have been on the evening news for 3 months. That'll still be the evening news some. But it's sort of after Ehrlichman, all of them are gone. They aren't near the stars they were before. Take Mitchell, he's not the star he was before, is he?
That's true. They haven't got the play anymore. I predict that they'll do a lot less. Of course, Mr. Sam's been up there a long time. It's been a long time before that light shone on him, and it's going to be hard to get him off center stage to some extent.
You know, Ehrlich.
Yeah. He enjoys the attention, but I think he's a fair enough man to know.
Is he fair?
I think he is, yeah. I think the statement he made in concert with Baker about Haldeman when all that stuff was being floated was a pretty fair thing to do, thank you. When he came out and said they didn't have any evidence.
It's true.
Yeah, you know. But he didn't have to say it, huh? He did say it. Well, we certainly have admired your courage in this thing.
Well, look. The main thing is, I want you to know that I don't want anybody to misinterpret anything. I just want you to stay 1,000 miles away from everything. Don't you get in it at all. By golly, this politics is a rough game. Other members of the cabinet have got no political future. They let them get in there and do a little slashing around. Remember Harold Ickes? Christ, he was never going to be president or vice president, so he could be an action man. But you shouldn't be. You, by God, should be. I mean, you just be Mr. Working Vice President. Fair enough.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you talked to me. I did misconstrue what you said. I thought you misinterpreted what I'd done when I made the statement. I'm glad you didn't.
No, I misinterpreted. I just want you to stay away from this damn case.
I will.
Stay away from it. Of the political situation.
I won't say a word. If you want me, unless you direct me to it, whatever you want me to do, if you find it's important that I insert myself anywhere, you just tell me. Meanwhile, I follow the directive. Mr. Brandt.
Oh, I'm saying he's his usual stuffy self. The naive, my East-West relations.
What'll ever happen to Berlin? Is he going to stay that way forever? It's such an artificial situation there. course, I think what you're doing gives it a better chance to eventually get resolved if we can have this detente with the Soviet Union. And that thing the other day when I called you into that meeting, that was unbelievable to me to hear Scoop Jackson, who I thought was a very intelligent guy. Now, Ribbicom and Javits, on those constituencies, I have never been more disappointed in a group of men when they had it laid out, had the cable read, saw how far the leaders of the Soviet Union had gone to be accommodating. Now, and to go over and tell a person, a country, how to direct its foreign, its domestic affairs, that's what it amounted to. How would we react if somebody came over here and said, now look, with regard to the this current domestic dispute, the Daily Worker editorializing, you better do so-and-so. That'd be ridiculous. We couldn't do that. We couldn't lose face letting the Soviet Union direct our domestic affairs.
Let me have a cigarette put out the back of your question.
But I don't know how you can constrain yourself under those circumstances.
A little hard. I thought we had a good deal with them.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Now, I can understand Javits and Ribbicom, but I can't understand Javits. Is his constituency so firmly rooted in the Jewish community?
Not personally, but you see, the Jews were the ones that sustained the Jackson candidacy for president. Remember when he was running?
Yeah.
Because he was hardline on more Jews for Israel.
Oh, I see.
You remember?
Sure. Sure, I remember.
And then he was the guy that got his money to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, though. You've got a lot of Jewish friends in Baltimore, and I got some, but believe me, they're awful hard to get over there.
They're hard to maintain. They require constant attention.
It's all over them and them over you.
What have you done for me today? What did you do for me yesterday? But that's a serious issue. Has there been any movement on their part on that? Are they going to...
Well, I have the Jewish leaders the next day, you know. And we got a good thing I thought you should know that the I'm naming the vice president as vice chairman of the domestic council. Yeah, I'm chairman of the domestic council, so that, you know, is part of the reorganization of vice president of the domestic council with major responsibilities in the field of intergovernmental relations. How that sound? So if you can put that out, in other words, put it out whenever you have your annual briefing already.
Right. This will not be a good day.
Fine. Put it out tomorrow.
Fine. And I'll work out.
Also, to bring in more into things, I'm going to be in the quadriad. I mean, he's going to attend the quadriad meeting. But just put that out a little key. Just let it be me. He'll be there.
Right.
We're going to have the quadriad because it involves so many political considerations. The purpose of my comment today at the cabinet was not directed to send to him stricken some person, but I want the vice president to stay totally away from the market.
Right.
I don't want him to say, you see, every time he opens his mouth, they say he's either pimping for the administration or criticizing the he got that impression. I mean, I was like, oh my God, maybe he got the impression that I was saying he should watch out for some political. He's the only one in there, however, it has any political. But I do not want him to say, to get involved in this in any way wrong. In other words, if the press ever raises this, you can say this. The press has instructed the members of the cabinet to say, to make no statements. So, here's the point.